Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police said they conducted raids in multiple locations in the wake of the downtown Jakarta fatal attack the previous day. Some of those who were targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. Indonesia's national police chief revealed on Friday that one of the perpetrators who died Thursday had previously been arrested for possessing ammunition during a visit to the country by U.S. President Barack Obama. Some countries, including the United States, kept their embassies closed Friday. Jakarta has mobilized its entire police force to guard the capital a day after the first attack by the Islamic State group in the world's most populous Muslim nation. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of Al-Abda, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Witnesses told VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire between the attackers and Kenyan soldiers. Though casualty numbers cannot be independently verified, Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isaac told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab claims that it killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. This is VOA News. An official in Sierra Leone says a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus just a day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The WHO said in a statement Friday that it confirms the Ebola case in Sierra Leone, which was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died earlier this month. On Thursday, the World Health Organization, at a news briefing in Geneva, announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. WHO Emergency Response Director Rick Brennan cautioned the Ebola risk remains.
Some survivors who are otherwise not showing any outward signs of clinical Ebola virus disease can still pass on infection on rare occasions to other individuals. And we've seen this now on about 10 occasions where we have seen reemergence of the disease because of the persistence of the virus in survivors.
The WHO tells a French news agency that the victim was a 22-year-old female student who had taken ill near the Guinean border Thursday last week and died on Tuesday. With just under 3 weeks left until the start of the presidential primary nominating process, the top Republican presidential contenders faced off in a contentious debate in the influential early primary state of South Carolina. Some of the candidates began the debate by jockeying for votes at the expense of the man they hoped to replace, President Barack Obama. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
In that State of the Union, President Obama didn't so much as mention the 10 sailors that had been captured by Iran.
There was more tough talk for a common foe, the Islamic State group. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
When I'm president of the United States, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful intelligence agency in the world is going to tell us where they are. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them.
Frontrunner Donald Trump repeated his call for tighter immigration standards as a means to keep terrorists out of the country. Worries about China's slowing growth and further drops in oil prices sparked a global stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid below $30 for both the Brent and West Texas Intermediate benchmarks. In New York, the S&P 500 fell 2% in early trading, while the Dow and the Nasdaq lost even more. London's FTSE lost nearly 2%, and Germany's DAX and France's CAC were off around 2.5%. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.